Can you read it? Would you read it with me? It's from the King James Version, so it's a familiar passage. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. One man had two daughters, and he named them Goodness and Mercy because he figured they'd follow him the rest of their days. Pray for him, because about 2 weeks ago I developed double vision. And I wear an eye patch. You know what a pirate's favorite style socks are? Argyle. Anyway, I can't wear them and do this with a patch. But if I see double vision, you're going to get two sermons. The reason I have such a hard time getting around is because I lost my leg when I was 13. I've had my knee replaced, my good knee replaced. I have screws up and down my back. I'm turning into the bionic man with some major surgeries in addition to that. It's not getting old, this for sissies, I want to tell you. Well, there's a book titled The Lord's My Shepherd, But. Notice the two T's. But there are lots of things that I want. I want a red convertible with a white top. One Sunday morning, I had a parishioner bring in one of those little, tiny little cars. It was a red convertible with a white top. That's about as close as I'm going to get to it. But I want to talk about five kinds of sheep. And as I go through this, I want you to decide what kind of sheep you are. Okay? So the first kind of sheep is the lost sheep. The lost sheep. Luke 15 is the lost chapter in the Bible. Three parables. The lost sheep, the lost coin, the lost son. Actually, that last one is called the parable of the prodigal son, but it's really the parable about the faithful father who kept watching for his son. But in verses 3 and 4, the parable of the lost sheep, it goes like this. So he spoke this parable to them, saying, what man of you having 100, notice 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after one which is lost until he finds it? I have a question I want to ask when I get to heaven. Who watched the 99? Well, he went after the one. But I'm sure somebody did. A famous song was written about this, and it was put to music. A poem was written, and it was put to music, and this is the song. There were 99 that safely lay in the shelter of the fold. But one was out on the hills away, far off from the gates of gold, away on the mountains wild and bare, away from the tender shepherd's care, away from the tender shepherd's care. Lord, thou hast here thy 90 and thine, are they not enough for thee? But the shepherd gave answer, this of mine has wandered away from me. And although the road be rough and steep, I go to the desert to find my sheep. I go to the desert to find my sheep. But none of the ransomed ever knew how deep were the waters crossed, nor how dark was the night that the Lord passed through ere he found his sheep that was lost. Out in the desert he heard its cry, sick and helpless and ready to die. Sick and helpless and ready to die. Lord, whence those blood drops all the way that mark out the mountain's track? They were shed for the one who had gone astray, and the shepherd could bring him back. Lord, whence are the hands so rent and torn? They're pierced tonight by many a thorn. They're pierced tonight by many a thorn. you know, there's one kind of sheep is another kind of sheep. It's called, now that was the lost sheep, okay? It's called the hole in the fence sheep. The hole in the fence sheep. When I was a kid, my dad would often ask one of we boys, I was raised on a farm, big dairy farm, after he had cut the hay off a field maybe once or twice, he'd ask one of us boys to take the horse. We had a saddle horse, without a saddle. And he'd pasture the cows, about 40 of them or more, in that hay field. But they were to be kept out of the grain and the cornfields that surrounded that hay field. We had one cow that was a hole in the fence cow. I mean, if there was a hole in the fence, she would find it. And the thing about animals, sheep and cows, you name it, they will follow the hole in the fence, through the hole in the fence. That cow's name was Lulabelle. And all I had to do, if Lulabelle started going the wrong direction, I'd yell, Lulabelle! And she'd pause right where she was. I mean, with her leg lifted up, ready to sit down. And then I'd turn her back into the hayfield. I was preaching this sermon a long time ago in Kentucky, a little Methodist church, country church. I'll tell you how country it was. It didn't have any restroom facilities. That's how country it was. But when I told the congregation the cow's name was Lulabelle, they just busted up. One of the women in the church was named Lulabelle. I was careful after that. But listen to this. Our Daily Bread wrote this. It's titled Herd Instinct. Near the village of Gevis in eastern Turkey, while shepherds ate their breakfast, one of their sheep jumped off a 45-foot cliff to its death. Then, as the stunned shepherds looked on, the rest of the flock followed. In all, you ready for this? 1,500 sheep mindlessly stumbled off the cliff. The only good news was that the last 1,000 were cushioned in their fall by the growing woolly pile of those who jumped first. Well, that's according to the Washington Post. 450 of them died following a hole in the fence sheep. Isaiah 53:6 says, all we are like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. That's true of every one of us. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. You know, in 1 John it says, if you say you haven't sinned, you not only are a liar, but you make God a liar. Woo. Lamb with a broken leg. This is another true story. A man was touring the Middle East, the Holy Land, and they were stopped that a herd of sheep go across the road and stop their vehicle. And the last one through was a shepherd carrying a little lamb whose leg was broken. And somebody said, how did this happen? He said, this lamb kept going astray, and I finally broke its leg. And now I carry it, and once it heals, it will stay with the flock. I really think that's what happened to me. Yeah, because I was 13, and I said, Lord, if you let me live, I'll even be a preacher. I kind of resisted that for a while. I'm ashamed to admit, but eventually I became a pastor. One of the best decisions I ever made was to do the Lord's will. It doesn't matter whether you're a ditch digger or a plumber or an engineer or whatever. I believe God calls everyone to a ministry where they're at, no matter where they're at. So that's the hole in the fence sheep. The third kind of sheep is a found sheep. I sang a song about it, didn't I? The parable of the rest of the lost sheep parable. And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, rejoice with me, for I found my sheep which was lost. I say to you, now this is Jesus talking, I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons, self-righteous persons, who need no repentance. I'm good enough. I don't think I've ever done anything really bad. That's what he's talking about, those just people. The last verse of that song is, but all through the mountains, thunder riven, and up from the rocky steep, there rose a glad cry to the gate of heaven, rejoice, I have found my sheep. And the angels echoed around the throne, rejoice, brings back his own. Rejoice, for the Lord brings back his own. The shepherd carries it on his shoulders and rejoices. He invites his friends and neighbors to rejoice with me. Now, rejoice means you do it more than once, doesn't it? Rejoice. And it talks about joy in heaven. When we become a Christian, all heaven shouts with joy. Can you imagine the millions and zillions or how many there are of angels are shouting, wow, praise you, Jesus. Not only the people, and I think some people in heaven are shouting too. My parents lived in Pittsburgh for a while, years ago. And they would go down to what's called Mellon Square in the middle of Pittsburgh. And back then, it used to be a favorite place for people to come and just to stroll around and enjoy. And one time they were down there, and a big Irish cop was holding this the little cousin of one of their relatives up and shouting to the crowd, "This little boy says his mommy and daddy are lost." Yeah. We're all lost, aren't we, at some point? But it's wonderful to be found. Then there's a fourth kind of sheep. It's the following sheep. In John 10, it says, "Most assuredly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. He who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers." Now, Jesus used this illustration, but they didn't understand the things which spoke to them. I'm still reading. Then Jesus said to them again, "Most assuredly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All whoever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd," Jesus talking. "The good shepherd gives his life for a sheep." Can you imagine giving your life for sheep? But he did. We're all sheep. "But a hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep and am known by my own. As the Father loves me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for my sheep. And the other sheep I have, and other sheep which I have are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they hear my voice, and there will be one shepherd, one flock, and one shepherd." Isn't it wonderful to know that the shepherd knows your name? How many of you here know my middle name? Besides my wife. Anybody say? Dan, what's my middle name? Yeah, Dan. Noel, N-O-E-L. I was born in July. Don't ask me why I got the Christmas name Noel, except it means glad tidings, and I was number 8 of 11 kids. But Noel, but God knows your name, and he knows how to spell it. Sometimes that's a task, too. I've seen names that were all vowels or consonants, one or the other. But God knows you by name. He calls you by name. He doesn't say, hey, you don't have a number, even a social security number with him. Isn't that good to know? The shepherd leads the sheep and goes before them. You know, if you ever see a picture of a shepherd following a flock, it's not true to reality. The shepherd leads the sheep. The sheepdog comes behind the flock. Okay, he gets the job. But the shepherd leads the sheep, and they follow him, for they know his voice. He knows voice. You listen for his voice. Only twice in my life have I had anything that wasn't an audible voice, but it was loud enough that it seemed audible to me. God really spoke just that directly to me, but most of the time it's just this still, small voice speaking to me and saying, this is what you need to do, or this is what you ought not to do, or this is what you ought to say, and shut your big fat mouth. Does that sound familiar? We lost the trap. But the sheep never follow a stranger. Like I said with Lulabelle, I could just say, Lulabelle! And she'd stop right in mid-action. She knew my voice. In fact, all the cows had a name. At one point, I could have named 40 cows to you, but I'm not going to try now. And a good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. That is what really blows my mind. Die for a stupid sheep. You know, if a sheep lays down and its legs are uphill, the shepherd has to come and roll it over so it can get up. It can't get up by itself if it's laying with its legs uphill. Isn't that crazy? That's a sheep. The good shepherd gives us life for the sheep. The shepherd knows the sheep, and the sheep know the shepherd. And this is another wonderful thing about this. He says, I have other sheep. He has other sheep that he's going to bring into the fold. Us, you and me. Where's it? You and I, honey. She's always correcting me if it's me or I. Anyway, well, which is it? Yes, there are other sheep that will he'll bring into the fold and make a part of his flock. Anybody here that's Jewish? You're Jewish? They're the original sheep. The rest of us have been adopted by God and brought into the flock of sheep. It used to be just Jews. But now it's anybody, everybody, all around the world. Now, there's another last kind of sheep. It's called the bellwether sheep. It's usually a mature sheep, usually an old ewe. Doesn't that make sense? You heard about the ram that said his wife ran off the cliff. He said, "Will never be another you." Okay, I won't. 10,000 starving comedians, and I try to tell a joke. But really, the bellwether sheep—they would put a bell on a sheep that was the leader of the flock, and in every flock or herd, there was one animal that would be the leader. It's true of cows. We had one cow that would boss all the other cows, including we had a big cow that was, she used to look like she was a beef cow, a brown Swiss. But she got butted around by the smaller cow. But the flock instinctively follows the belled sheep. Now, we belled cows, but only so we could know where they were, because one of the pastures was in the woods, so we could tell where they were. In his first letter to the Christians in Corinth, the Apostle Paul wrote, imitate, follow, same word, imitate or follow me, just as I imitate or follow Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1. Can you say that? Can you say, follow me as I follow Christ? This is how I say, follow me only as I follow Christ. Only as I follow Christ. The Apostle Paul wrote to the Christians in Philippi, the things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, those do, and the God of peace will be with you. Wow, that's a marvel, isn't it? Jesus said in Matthew 5:16, let your light shine before men that they may see your good works. God doesn't stop there. And glorify your Father in heaven. Follow Christ, and then follow me as I follow Jesus. According to John 13:34-35, Jesus gave a new commandment. You ready for this? It's a new commandment. This was to the disciples and to every disciple since. A new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you will also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. So what's new about that? The first two great commandments are to love God with all our being and love our neighbors, ourselves. This one says love one another, and I think it's the Christians. As Jesus loved us, he was willing to die and did die for us. That's really heavy. A little girl was having surgery and she needed a transplant, and her brother was a perfect match. Little brother, another brother. And when they did the surgery, we're going to put both of them under. The little boy said, when am I going to die? because he thought when he gave his sister part of his body, he was going to kill her. But he was still willing to do that. We have friends that the husband has lost both his kidneys, and his wife was a perfect match. And they took one of her kidneys. That's this kind of love. This is Calvary love. This is agape love. Be willing to die for someone. This is what happened. This is what we're celebrating on Memorial Weekend, isn't it? People were willing to die for us. Wow. And they'll know we are Christians by our love. Yeah, that sounds familiar, doesn't it? And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. So, I'll bring this in for a landing. Isn't that Pastor Brad? I can't be a peripatetic preacher. That's what he is. A peripatetic preacher is one who stalks back and forth. I used to be able to do that, but not anymore. You can see that. So what kind of sheep are you? All right? It's going to be up on the PowerPoints, I think. It is? Okay, I can't see them from here. The first kind is a lost sheep. Are you lost? Let yourself be found. Are you a holding a fence sheep? Ooh. Make sure the holding a fence doesn't lead not only you but others to their demise, to their death, to their eternal death, in fact. Because, you know, we are a people of followers. Of followers. I'm gonna make this statement. I have to ask God's forgiveness. You want to know who you vote for and what they are for. And if you can conscientiously agree with what they're for and what they're against. And politicians are saying, follow me, aren't they? Yeah, they really are. So found sheep, hallelujah. Following sheep, even better. Even better. How about a bellwether sheep? The church needs bellwether sheep. When I think back in my own life of the bellwether sheep that I have followed, one of them was right here in this church only when it was on Penn Street. Dr. Francis Van Villa. He was an old surgeon. And Nancy and I were first newlyweds. We'd go to church, and he was the only person in that church who would say amen. He'd say it like this. Amen. And the Holy Spirit really provoked me to say amen too. And I thought, the only person saying amen is an oral surgeon. And what's this upstart doing, saying amen? So I'd start saying amen. And the Holy Spirit said, who are you saying amen for? You know, saying amen to a preacher is like saying sicken to a dog. Really. Really. I do it for the preacher's benefit. When you hear me say amen, I'm doing it for his benefit, just to say, yes, right on, brother, right on. Or sister, whoever's preaching, a bellwether sheep. Be a found, following, bellwether sheep. Amen? I'm going to ask to see your list. Okay, I think we're going to have music at this time. I should have told the musicians to come up. Now, if you went to sleep while I was preaching, this is time to wake up. Well, he fell asleep. Telling on yourself, huh, John?